Well, good morning, everyone. The news coming out of Iowa last night was shocking, and I was very sad to hear that we lost four young boys, three from Nebraska, I guess one from Eagle Grove. My thoughts and prayers are today with the families who are grieving for their children. I understand that there's some between 40 and 50 that are injured. I think some critically. We just don't know the extent of that yet. The news report showed that the Boy Scouts lived up to their pledge and were prepared when disaster struck. That, coupled with the swift work of local officials, helped to lessen the impact of last night's tornado, and for that I'm thankful. As I speak, floodwaters from nearly every river, creek, and stream are wreaking havoc across our state. The worst may not be behind us. Officials are predicting that many areas will see water levels above the 1993 records. Obviously, this is a catastrophic situation that's causing extreme hardship to families and farms and businesses. Very soon, I expect Governor Culver to formally request that additional Iowa counties be added to the existing presidential disaster declaration. And, of course, I will do everything that I can to see that the White House responds to that request promptly and generously. The Farm Bill, too, will provide assistance thanks to the Small Business Disaster Loan Program, which was designed to raise the limit on disaster loans to get short-term loans out more quickly and process these loans more efficiently. Now, that's in the Farm Bill. I've always been a strong supporter of the Federal Crop Insurance Program, which was designed for these kinds of events. In fact, after the 1993 floods and disaster losses, I pushed hard to improve the program to address prevented planting and other early season problems such as Iowa farmers are facing just this year. Iowa farmers recognize the importance of risk management and have always been consistent participants of the Crop Insurance Program, even though it does not pay out for them in a typical year. This year, Iowa farmers with crop insurance coverage who have lost corn or soybean crops due to the heavy rainfall and flooding will be eligible for indemnities under that program. Many Iowa farmers will also be eligible for supplemental disaster payments under a new standing disaster assistance program that's in our new Farm Bill. I've been in contact with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, to ensure that USDA programs have funding and can assist farmers whose land and conservation practices have been damaged due to flooding and severe weather. Now, all of this will take time to implement, but my point is that there are some good programs in place. In addition, of course, my office has been in regular contact with FEMA and state agencies about their efforts. Now, depending on the schedule of votes here in the Senate, I hope to get back to Iowa this evening, and I plan to tour several of the flooded areas with Senator Grassley beginning tomorrow morning. Again, let me just say that my thoughts and prayers are with the Iowans who have lost their homes, their crops, their businesses, and many of their family members. Iowans are resilient, and I appreciate that people are pitching in to help friends and neighbors, but I intend to make sure that the federal government also plays a robust role in helping Iowans recover and rebuild and to reduce the impacts of floods in the future. There's no question that many of the actions taken after the 1993 floods have helped to reduce the damage this time.